Welcome to the Garnet Bank Primary Newsletter, December. I can hardly believe that we have reached the final full week of Term 2 and that I am writing the last newsletter of 2015. Lots of teaching and learning has continued throughout December as we have fitted in visits to the pantomime, Christmas assemblies and Christmas parties. Read on to find out all about our continuing hard work and fun. The children have continued to work in class despite the many distractions of visits out of school and events taking place in the building itself. P4 and P5 have had a series of mini rugby coaching, which they have thoroughly enjoyed. Matt Keyes from Opal Open Air Laboratories worked with P2B, P4 and P7 in Garnet Hill Park. Mrs. Adams and Miss Morrison enjoyed a series of learning conversations with groups of children from all the different classes about their learning in English and literacy. Children from various classes have enjoyed attending reading partners on a Thursday, and children from P6 have enjoyed number partners on a Wednesday. Number partners and reading partners are operated by specially trained staff from the Clydesdale Bank who visit the school on a Wednesday and Thursday at lunchtime to engage the children in activities to promote their enjoyment and skills in both number work and reading. Staff too have participated in continuous professional development opportunities, including visiting a PE specialist providing peer observation opportunities for Miss Douglas, Miss Gormley, Miss Kernan and Mrs. Adams. A visiting ICT specialist to support Miss Mohammed, one of our learning assistants with her ICT skills. Miss Bell participating in training which will allow her to deliver the sexual health and relationships lessons which we will be delivering in Term 3. Miss Thompson and Miss Bell, Mrs. Kerr supporting student teachers. The Parent Council meet regularly to discuss various matters that affect the life of school and to reflect on plan future fundraising events. Please look on the notice board at the front door or check the school website for the latest meeting minutes. Parent council meetings are open meetings at which any parent is welcome, although those who are not full parent council members are unable to vote. Our next meeting will be held on Wednesday, 3rd of February at 6:30 p.m. to which we have invited and are looking forward to welcoming a member of Cordia staff to discuss school meals. Another discussion we had at the most recent meeting was about the kind of snacks children are bringing to school. As a health promoting school, we would encourage parents to provide their children with a healthy snack for playtimes. This could include a piece of fruit, vegetable sticks, oatcakes, baked crisps, cereal bars. Healthy snacks do not include chocolate, sweets, fried potato snacks, etc. Water can be brought to school for drinking but not fizzy drinks. Please help us to promote healthy lifestyles by keeping to the suggested list of snacks and keeping other treats such as chocolate, sweets and fizzy drinks for home. Thank you. As the kind of snack children can eat can influence their performance in class. When children are found to regularly have snacks from the unhealthy list, these may be confiscated and returned to parents. A few parents attend a National Parent Forum meeting where it had been suggested to them that additional support needs will be discussed at every meeting. Our Parent Council are considering setting up a subgroup for the parents of children with ASN in the meantime. The Education's Authority newsletter for parents of children with ASN Network News can be viewed at www.glasgow.gov.uk/index.aspx ArtICLEID 10276. We have been informed by city building staff that the internal refurbishment of Garnet Bank Primary School is likely to begin immediately after the spring holiday in April. This will undoubtedly have an impact on the kind of activities that can take place in the school, but we are looking forward to enjoying our refreshed working environment and will be doing our utmost to keep the inevitable disruption to a minimum. There will be detailed planning meetings with the city building nearer the time, and I will keep everyone updated with the details as soon as I have them. At our recent parent-teacher meetings, we had a 94.4% attendance. Thank you for your continued support. Our next parent-teacher meetings will take place in March, prior to the internal refurbishment beginning. Thank you for their generous contribution to our sponsored number challenge. At the time of going to print, 775.44 pounds has been raised through this venture. Thank you to the generosity of parents and friends. We are now able to enhance our supply of math textbooks so that the children do not need to share a book at maths time. At the beginning of the newsletter, I mentioned fun. We have had lots of fun in the month of December to try to banish the midwinter blues. Every class has enjoyed a visit to the pantomime Dick McWhittington at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, and every class has enjoyed a Christmas party at which everyone received a Christmas present. Thank you to all of Santa's little helpers who shot, wrapped and delivered the presents. Parents managed to arrange for Garnet Bank pupils to sing carols at Tesco at the corner of Stucky Hall Street and Cambridge Street to help raise more funds for the playground improvement project. We will report in January's newsletter how much we managed to raise. Members of the public always enjoy seeing and hearing young children perform at this time of year, and we are grateful to Miss Kernan for leading our singing and to Tesco for allowing us this opportunity. Thank you to all the parents who gave up their time to collect donations. Mr. Hogan has been running an after-school football club since the end of Term 1. He and the participants were keen to pitch their skills against another team. Phil, our active skills coordinator, managed to arrange a friendly match against Hillhead Primary School on the afternoon of Monday, 14th of December. Everyone enjoyed themselves, even though Garnet Bank lost 3-6. This was Garnet Bank's first competitive football match. The team gave a good account of themselves and everyone played in the spirit in which it was intended. Friendly, sportsmanlike. Well done, everyone.